Okay, so this week's Parshiyos is Tazriya Mitzayra. To start this man with a heavy Chumash schedule. Parsha Tazriya Mitzayra. Now, Tazriya Mitzayra talks a lot about Nigoim, a lot about Tuma, a lot about Tuma Ziva, a lot about things that many people don't have time to learn. It's a good opportunity to get to learn the Inyanim. We're not going to learn them now together, but it's a long Friday afternoon and a long Shabbos afternoon. Let's try to get yourself familiar with Tazriya Mitzayra. The one cop-out, if we could say, of dashing on Tazriya Mitzayra is Lashon Hara. And what do I mean by that? Because in Tazriya, Anna Mitzayra talks all about Negar Mitzaras, and especially having the opportunity, the rare opportunity, this man that we have to learn Masechta Erechin, where the sugyas of Lashon Hara are really all common Masechta Erechin, after Tezvav Tezayin, that's the only, kamat the only place in Shas that is this Lashon Hara is discussed by Arichus, and all the dinim of it and the agada of it. So we can't give up the opportunity during this month to talk about in Parshas Tazriya Mitzayra the idea of Lashon Hara, because the Gemara in Erechin after Zvav Amabei says that Saras comes, why? Because the Gom come on a person because he's not careful in the things that he says. If he says Lashon Hara, Zois Tairas HaMitzayra, the Gemara Dashens, you'll get to it second Seder soon, Zois Tairas HaMitzayra HaMoitzi Ra, if someone is Moitzi Shemra or Moitzi Ra, says bad things from his mouth, that's where Tzaras comes into play. And the truth is, all the dinim of talking, of speaking Lashon Hara and Rechilus and these types of things really did not get the proper treatment in the Paiskim. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are very makatzer about it. Until very recently, till the days of the Chavetz Chaim made an upheaval and wrote a sefer at a very young age of 30 on Shmiras HaLashon, and he was called the Chavetz Chaim because of his sefer Chavetz Chaim, and he put together all the halachas and all the agada, all the different inyanim of Lashon Hara, and that made it famous, all the kinusim of Shmiras HaLashon. It all is with the hashpah of the Chavetz Chaim just about a century ago. And it's important to think about it. There's so many different aspects, but one word that I once heard from Rabbi Yochanan Zwai, who's a yeshiva in yeshiva in Miami, said a very interesting insight. Why, when somebody speaks Lashon Hara, does he get saras? Everything that Hashem punishes is midah keneged midah. So what is it that when a person says Lashon Hara about somebody else, he gets saras? Where is the midah keneged midah? So he said something very interesting, a possible insight to this midah keneged midah. Said that when someone speaks Lashon Hara, what's he really doing? Let's think about it. He's focusing on something someone else did, a certain prat that someone else did, and he speaks about it, even if he doesn't embellish it. He says only things that's true. It could be the truth, but it's not the reality of the whole person. The person has a lot of good points, a lot of good things that he does. That he did come to Shachris many times. He did do nice things many times. But you're picking out on something that he did wrong, something that he did not nice, and you're having a juicy conversation and telling it over. You're focusing on one blemish, on one thing that he did wrong. And even though it's true, sometimes because it's true, it hurts more. The guy can't even deny it. It is true. But it's not the whole picture. It's not the whole picture of what this person is. So it's not really the truth in reality. But it is an akuda that's true, and you're focusing on that point and making the person look bad. So that's what saras is as well. If you look, probably 90% of the person's guf is 100% is perfect. Well, what's the problem? You have some spots all around his guf, the tzaras, the blemish of tzaras. But what happens when you look at that person? You focus punkt on those spots. That's the first thing you see. If you ever see someone who comes from the war or someone who's missing a finger, the natural tendency until you get too mature not to stare, the first thing you're looking at his hand, you can't stop looking at it. What do you mean? He has the other 9 fingers, he has all his toes and his head and his nose, and but if you focus on the blemish, that's the tendency of a person. So therefore, when a person speaks Lashon Hara and he focuses on someone else's negative, so then Hashem gives him saras and says, here, saras is going to be on a small part of your guf, but you'll see everybody's going to focus on it. And Lashon Hara that brings to saras something that's not a small matter. We don't have to go through the whole Sefer Chavetz Chaim where he talks about all the mitzvahs say that someone is over and all the mitzvahs lois say. It's quite scary if you ever opened up the Sefer. I guess the easy way out is not to open up the Sefer. But if you ever saw the Shmiras HaLashon and the Chavetz Chaim, to see what goes wrong when someone says a juicy piece of Lashon Hara, a geshmak, a joke that involves something that someone else does, and we look very funny and we look very geshmak, but someone else did something wrong, the amazing effect that has in a negative way. Right in the beginning of Shmiras HaLashon, the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon says in Shar Aleph Perek Vav, says that what happened to the Tzaras these days? You find people talking Lashon Hara hasn't stopped. We don't see people breaking out with Tzaras. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, says the Chavetz Chaim, he says it from the Sefer Nachal Kedumim, but he elaborates on it. He says only in the times of the Beis HaMikdash was there a point of bringing Tzaras. Because what happened? Taras, the person left the machne, and he realized that he had to be alone. He had to go to the Kayin had to check it out until he got cured finally. Then he went back to the Kayin, and the Kayin had to say it's okay. Then he goes through the whole process. There's the shaving and the sprinkling the blood, and then there's karbanis. He has to go through the whole process. One thing's for sure, when he's finished, he'll think two or three or four times before he's going to tell Lashon Hara again. It's very embarrassing. He's bada the yeshiv. He has to sit alone. It's not kishmak. He's there himself. He has to go to the kayin time and time again. He has to go through this whole procedure. It's going to bring a tikkun. It's going to bring a tshuva. You could be sure that as soon as the process is over, he's going to go to that person and beg mechila that he spoke Lashon Hara about him, and I'll try never to do it again. So Zachta Chavetz Chaim, these days there's no tayelas. So, Hashem's going to bring tzaras. So what does that do? There's no din of machanais, there's no bada yeshev, he's not going to go to the kayin to do any procedure, there's no karbanis, so it's not going to fulfill its tafkid. So what happens? Says the Chavetz Chaim something that I think is very frightening. He says that enechanami, the tzaras doesn't surface to our bodies, but there's a tzaras hanefesh that's still there. Our nefesh, our neshama, is stuck with the tzaras. And right now we can't see it because it's inside of us. So we go on fine and dandy throughout our life. We think, well, we don't have tzaras. But when the olam, when we come to the olam ha'emes and our guf is separated from our neshama, then it's going to surface. Our neshama is going to look so blemished. It's going to look full of that tzaras. And the olam ha'emes, if a person does not do tshuva, and therefore we have to be so scared and so careful when we say something, even though at the spur of the moment it sounds so geschmack and so much fun to say over, but when you say something about someone else, the pasuk says in Mishlei, shomer piv u'lashono, if you watch your mouth and your tongue, shomer mitzarais nafshei, he's protecting his own nefesh from tzaris. And the Chavetz Chaim says that it's based on this idea, that he's protecting his nefesh from tzaris, his guf is not going to have the tzara these days, because we don't have tzaras these days. But boy, is his nefesh, his neshama going to be b'tzar when it comes into Olam HaEmes. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but I saw in the Sefer of the Chavetz Chaim that if Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, get this into your head, because it works for me, at least for a tkufa. If Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, all of Shimon's mitzvahs go to Reuven. Sorry. All of Shimon's averus that Shimon had throughout his life go to the Mesaper Lashon Hara to Reuven, and all of Reuven's mitzvahs go on to the Cheshbon of Shimon. That means if you speak Lashon Hara about your friend, it seems not fair, right? But if you speak Lashon Hara about your friend, all your mitzvahs that you ever did are going to go into his slate, and all his averus come to your slate. Now whether it means literally or whether it means only certain averus, whatever it is, it's definitely not good. So Lashon Hara is something that's very scary. So Lashon Hara, when we want to talk about someone else, saying something that involves making someone else feel bad, something that we have to stay away from, betachas harichuk. And therefore it's kedai for a few moments just to look into ourselves, what causes us to speak Lashon Hara. Let's get down to understanding our regular conversation when we sit around and we battle, whether it's in the Beis Medrash or not in the Beis Medrash. But when we sit around and we talk and Lashon Hara comes and it's probably the juiciest part of the conversation, so what's causing it? And if you look in Erech and Daf Tezvav, where it talks about it, there's a marsha over there that I feel is very, very insightful. The marsha says that there are two partners, there are two shutfin. The two shutfin are Lashon Hara and Gaiva. When a person has haughtiness, he thinks he's great, so that usually comes along. That's usually a shutf with Lashon Hara. And if we think deep down into ourselves, when we're talking Lashon Hara, many, many times, the source of it is a Gaiva. And there's two aspects of it. There's one aspect, the person doesn't see a chesaron in himself. That blemish that you see on someone else, it's very easy to see on the other guy. But in yourself, you like yourself. You realize you have some chesroinus, but you don't focus on that. You think that you're very good. You look at only your milas. You don't look at your chesroinus. But I heard once, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, you're supposed to love your friend. How could you love your friend? He has so many chesroinus. Kamoicha, just like you love yourself. You love yourself even though you know that you have a lot of chesroinus. But you find a way to love yourself also, because you focus on your good points. I'm really a good guy. Sometimes I'm nichshal. So I'm not so good looking, right? But I have a lot of milas. But it doesn't make a difference. You focus on your milas. But for someone else, it's very easy to focus on the chesroinus. So v'haftal reicha kamoicha. So that's the same idea. When we say Lashon Hara comes together with gaiva, it's because you're looking at the other guy's chesroinus and your milas. So you think that, okay, I could talk about his chesroinus because they're there, but by me, my chesroinus are batal b'shishim, and I'm really a person with my... That's one aspect of Mesaper Lashon Hara.
Isn't it proven not like that? Isn't it proven that you speak Lashon Hara because you don't think you're great?
Gaiva, and chanami, that's another aspect of it, and that's also really related to gaiva, that when a person feels like he has to look good, it's like an insecurity a little bit, Moshe is saying. It's like, so the way you make yourself look better is by putting down someone else. I used to have a friend who when he was not in the mood of hearing Lashon Hara, hey, you know, it's hard. You see a bunch of guys talking Lashon Hara, and hey, you tell them, oh, that's Lashon Hara. Okay, you know, so don't join the conversation if you don't want. But, you know, it's very hard to make people stop seeing Lashon Hara. But what he used to do, because he was himself a person with a lot of personality, what he used to do when someone else was saying a story negatively about someone else, he used to say, like, why are you being so geschmack? Like, are you being so geschmack? Like, he would say it in a way that the guy, that would make the guy, like, oh, you're being so geschmack. Like, and the guy would feel like, laugh it off, and he'd feel pretty stupid after that. To make himself look geschmack, and to make himself look funny, he has to say negative stories about someone else. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Usually when the person is in the heat of telling over a juicy Lashon Hara, nothing can stop him. He's like a bulldozer with a mission. But, Lamaisa, to realize that we don't need to look geschmack by putting other people down. We don't have to feel that security by saying that everyone else is lousy and everyone else did something wrong, and I'm the only one who doesn't have a chasaron. That's something that can possibly, you know, tackle the root of the problem of Lashon Hara. There is one more aspect, though, that I think is important when we try to pull ourselves away from that habit. It's Ramesh, a habit, that it's an addiction, that you sit down, you talk, you don't think who you're talking about, if it's negative or positive, and you could give away your mitzvahs, get others averis, you have a tzaras hanefesh that can last forever. It's just not worth it. It's not a worthwhile investment to get that kishmak for 1 second and to feel good, to get these tzaras forever. But there's one point, and that touches on the midah called dan lekav schus, that everybody thinks they know the whole story. If you saw something by someone else, this is really also related to Gaiva. So like you think like you know the whole story. You tell over something. Yeah, if you were there at the beginning of the story, you realize that the way you think something happened, it's really not what happened. You came in the middle, or you left before it ended. Everyone thinks they know the whole story, and then you tell over something negative about someone else. Really what he did was not something so negative. And that's something, even if a person is not into the Gaiva mode where he has to look good by putting someone else down, you tell something over because you have a yitzhar, or the guy did something stupid, or the guy did something funny, that was a bad thing. But if you just realize the whole picture, then you'd see that the thing that he did was not so bad. Yeah, I mean stories of Don Lekav Schus, you could really go on forever. We're not going to talk about that midah ba'arichus, but it was just Pesach, and I just remember that my father tells over a story that Rav Shlomo Shvadron used to tell over, that there was a chassan, a guy got married, and he came to his shver and shviger for the first Pesach. They didn't go to a hotel. They went to his shver and shviger. And he was there for Pesach. And they were looking at him, and he was looking at them. You know, it was the first Pesach they were spending together. And he has the soup in the middle of Shulchan Aruch. He's eating soup, and there's a kernel of wheat in the soup. He says, a kernel of wheat. He says, my gosh, I thought I married a frum family. Here, we have wheat, mamash, sitting in the soup. It's incredible. And it mamash ruined the whole Seder. He said, what's this? And the husband started saying to his wife, what's this? And he's like, I don't know, I didn't put it in. It caused the whole tumult. It ruined the entire Seder. And when they came to shul the next day, the first day Yontif, the Rav saw already that there was something wrong. This wasn't the happy first Seder of the son-in-law in the house of his in-laws. Something happened wrong. And when he went over to them, and he was open with them, and they were discussing it, so it came out that he saw a kernel of wheat in the soup. And the chassan was very turned off. You know, how could they not have checked the whole house for Pesach? So they took it to Rav Shmuel Salant. Rav Shmuel Salant was a big rav in Yerushalayim, a big piker. And he said to the chassan, tell me, when was your afruf? So he says, when was my afruf? My afruf was the Shabbos before Pesach. So he says, so give me a shtraimel. So the guy took off his shtraimel, the chassan took off his shtraimel. Rav Shmuel Salan started rubbing the shtraimel, 3 more kernels of wheat fell out. So what happened? The minhag in those days wasn't to throw candy, it was to throw kernels of wheat. That's what it says in the Gemara. So he says, where did the kernels of wheat come from? It didn't come from their house. It came from his shtraimel. Mustama, there was wheat still stuck in his shtraimel. He never thought to check his shtraimel before Yontif, right? It doesn't say that in Halacha. He didn't check his shtraimel. So when he bent down to eat the soup, was he sitting with his shtraimel during the Suda? It's for the first year as a chassan for sure. He was trying to impress him. He's sitting with his shtraimel the whole Suda. And it fell from his shtraimel, the kernel of wheat, into the soup. And here he thought that they're serving him the kernel of wheat. And Avshalom Shadron used to say over, and this was his memory after this story, that before you start blaming someone else, you should always check your own shtraimel. That was his zog that he used to say. And the point is that this guy thought for sure there was a kernel of wheat there. Whether it was the wife's fault, the husband's fault, the maid's fault, it doesn't make a difference. But you don't have wheat on Pesach. And here it was, why was his soup the only soup that had the kernel of wheat? Because it came from his shtraimel. And many times when you think negatively about someone else and you come to talking Lashon Hara, it's because you think you understand the whole story. But to understand that every yid is good, and the people on Nichshel sometimes, they're really every year is good. No one's out to get you, and no one's a Russia that he's trying to do lahachis. Sometimes if you just are mavar the story, you find out that what the person did is really not so negative and not so worth making fun of. So we should all take the chizuk learning Masechta Erchin, and specifically on the Pasha of Tazria Metzaira, to avoid all the terrible tzaras that it talks about in both Pashas. We should be careful how we speak. And amidst Hashem, Shaymer Piv L'Shaynai, Shaymer Metzaira Snafshi, we should be Zeichen Da'ilam Emes, not to have any embarrassment. We should have the schus of not being the Snafri Lashon Hara. Okay.